It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Cassandra Kotchik.
Soybeans mainly range from the R4 to R5 stages across Manitoba, and we're seeing seeds developing in the lower pods at these stages. We expect to see soybeans moving into the R6 stage by the end of the week, where the seeds are filling the pods, and that would be in the more advanced growing areas. Dry beans are sitting mainly at R5, with lower leaves beginning to senesce or turn yellow. Peas currently range from R5 to R7, so they're starting to mature, and we actually saw a few fields being harvested over the weekend. And faba beans are currently at the R6 to R7 stages, also showing signs of maturity. And in all pulse and soybean crops right now, we're seeing a great deal of drought stress across the province. And for these crops, it's the late July to early August rains that count the most. Unfortunately, areas with sandier soil are hit especially hard by these conditions. So if we don't get rain soon, we may need to adjust our yield expectations. So get out there and do your rain dance.
And Cassandra, there's been a lot of questions about soybeans turning yellow. Do you have an answer for that?
Yeah, this is definitely a question asked by many growers over the past couple of weeks. We're seeing patches largely in the low spots of the field. Soybeans are turning yellow. The answer is likely a combination of a few factors. So the first possibility is late season iron deficiency chlorosis. We saw heavy rains a few weeks ago that likely brought up some soluble salts to the upper soil profile. And as you know, it's the soluble salts and calcium carbonates in the soil that induce IDC. But then we saw these hot, dry, evaporative conditions that likely left the salts behind, and that made the soybeans susceptible to temporary iron deficiency again. And given the ongoing dry conditions, we're not surprised to see the impact of salinity. Speaking of salinity, this is the second possibility. Soybeans and pulses do not like saline conditions in general, so that can stunt plants and turn them yellow. The third possible cause is nitrogen deficiency. So that could be from inactive or sloughed off root nodules and field depressions. In some cases, this would be due to previous waterlogging. And then the fourth possibility is root rot, where plants became infected with Fusarium, Rhizoctonia, or Phytophthora while the soil was wet. And in these cases, you would see yellowing of leaves and plants dying off from the disease. So as I mentioned, it could be a combination of these factors. You may not have all of them, but the best way to investigate is to get out there and look and dig with your shovel.
And you talked about some field pea harvest starting up over the weekend. Any advice when it comes to desiccation?
Right. So, yeah, not all of the fields are ready to harvest. A few might be at that desiccation timing or coming close. We're seeing that rapid maturity across the province. The best recommendation is to target desiccation when seed moisture content is below 30% in the least mature part of the field. But we also caution growers to consult with their buyers for any possible product restrictions and specifications from their buyers. For example, Roquette will not be accepting peas sprayed with Regalone as a desiccant. So feel free to give us a call your buyer, refer to the Keeping It Clean website, but also watch for the full Bean Report coming out on Wednesday.
Thanks, Cassandra. Cassandra Kotchik is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.